chaperone.
I like the guy, Tom, but I can't stand to be alone with him. He keeps trying to go to bed with me. That's what I don't like about Quiz. You can't keep it on a basis of friendship.
Yes, Lee could hear that conversation. During dinner, Moore and Williams talked about a boat that they planned to build at Zihuatanejo. Lee thought this was a silly project. Boat building is a job for a professional, isn't it? Moore pretended not to hear Lee. Would you gentlemen care for a drink? I'll get a bottle. Lee looked from one to the other.
Well, no, you see, we want to work on the plans for this boat we are going to build.
Oh, well, I'll see you tomorrow.
Well, I expect we'll be busy
tomorrow. How about meeting me for a drink in the Rathskeller?
Busy tomorrow.
Say around five.
Well, I expect I'll be busy tomorrow.
Yes, but you have to eat and
well,
drink.
Well, you see, this boat is more important to me than anything right now. It will take up all my time. Thanks for running interference, Tom. Well, I hope he got the idea. Of course, Lee's an interesting guy and all that. But this queer situation is just more than I can take.
Tolerant. Looking at both sides of the question. Sympathetic up to a point. Finally forced to draw a tactful but firm line. And he really believes that crap. Actually, Moore's brush off was calculated to inflict the maximum hurt possible under the circumstances. It put Lee in a position of a detestably insistent queer. Too stupid and too insensitive to realize that his attentions were not wanted. Forcing Moore to the distasteful necessity of drawing a diagram.